Former Chick-fil-A manager sentenced to prison for embezzling $144,000, spending money on OnlyFans and gambling. A former manager of a Chick-fil-A franchise at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport has been sentenced to 1 year in prison after embezzling more than $144,000 from his employer. Timothy Michael Hill Jr., 37, of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, was convicted of wire fraud for stealing the money between September 2022 and October 2023, which he used to fund online sports betting, purchase jewelry, and pay for explicit content on OnlyFans. Hill's sentencing took place on Tuesday in U.S. District Court in St. Paul, following his guilty plea. In addition to the one-year prison sentence, Hill will serve 2 years of court supervision after his release and is required to repay the full amount of $144,819 that he stole from the Chick-fil-A and a sister restaurant, Settebello, both franchised by The Grove, a Chicago-based company. According to court filings, Hill's theft spanned over 13 months, during which he repeatedly pocketed daily cash receipts instead of depositing them as required. He attempted to conceal the missing funds by using later cash deposits to cover previous thefts, creating a false narrative of delayed deposits rather than outright theft. To maintain the illusion, Hill sent regular emails to Chick-fil-A's accounting team in Illinois, falsely claiming that cash deposits from earlier dates were still being processed. The indictment revealed that Hill spent the stolen funds on a variety of personal indulgences. He used the money for online sports betting, bought jewelry, and subscribed to OnlyFans, where he paid for sexually explicit content. Furthermore, Hill sent tens of thousands of dollars to several female employees at the airport in exchange for personal photos and videos. During the sentencing hearing, Hill expressed deep remorse for his actions, stating, "I cannot express the regret I feel that I took money from my employer. I allowed myself to believe I was just borrowing the money and that I would pay it back, but it never happened." His defense team argued for leniency, suggesting that he be spared prison time and instead placed on probation, highlighting the impact his actions had on his personal life. The embezzlement not only led to his legal troubles, but also cost him his planned marriage to the mother of his two children. Despite Hill's expression of regret, the prosecution emphasized the seriousness of the crime, pointing out that his fraudulent activity continued for over a year and only ceased when he was caught. The court agreed with the prosecution's argument that a prison sentence was necessary, given the extended duration of the theft and the large sum involved. Chick-fil-A, known for its strong brand reputation, particularly in customer service and ethical business practices, has not publicly commented on Hill's case. However, the impact on the company was significant, as Hill's actions affected both the Minneapolis St. Paul location and the affiliated Settebello restaurant. This case also sheds light on the broader consequences of financial fraud, particularly when funds are used for personal indulgences like gambling and explicit online content. The rapid rise of platforms like OnlyFans, where users can spend large sums on personalized interactions, has become a recurring factor in financial misconduct cases. Hill's misuse of company funds is an example of how such platforms, combined with addictive behaviors like gambling, can lead individuals to devastating financial and legal consequences. Hill's conviction marks the end of a scheme that spanned over a year, impacting not only his employer, but also his family. As Hill prepares to serve his sentence, his case serves as a reminder of the serious repercussions of financial misconduct in positions of trust. He will now face the challenge of repaying the stolen funds while rebuilding his personal life after a year of deception and financial misuse. The Chick-fil-A franchise at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport, meanwhile, will likely continue efforts to recover from the financial losses and restore confidence in its operations after this high-profile embezzlement case.